This morning we have a guest joining us by phone. Ruth Freeman is with us this morning. She's a human science specialist in family finance with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. We want to talk a little bit about a program that's going to be put on here in Audubon County later in the month of November about, well, it's about retirement. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be with you, Jim.
Thank you very much. Yeah, retirement's not something that you really want to fiddle around with too much when it comes to the financial part. It takes some planning, it takes some effort, and you really need to go into it with a plan, don't you?
Absolutely. We find that as people live their lives, retirement as people are younger seems like it's a long ways off, but it's amazing how those years kind of tick along. And if we haven't been able to save and invest and plan for retirement, all of a sudden we're knocking on the door and we're going, oh my, where's the money coming from? So really the program that we're going to be doing November 12th and 19th in Audubon deals with folks who are probably within 5 years of retirement or very early into the retirement years.
Well, the program is called Writing Your Retirement Paycheck. Well, if it were just as easy as writing a paycheck for myself for retirement, then I'd have retired a long time ago. What do you say to someone who maybe has gotten along a little bit in their work career and hasn't thought much about what they're going to do financially when the time comes?
Well, it's like anything else. Obviously, you have time on your side if you start in your early 20s, which is where we love to have folks start. But in reality, we know that not everybody is able to do that or for some reason hasn't. And so as people move down the life cycle, whenever they can start, today's a good day to start thinking about this. And so at that point, we need to kind of consider what retirement may cost in terms of what you're envisioning for retirement. There's a lot of differences. I often tell the story of somebody that likes to fish. Well, it's one price point if you drive to the local river or a fishing pond, you sit on a well-worn lawn chair, and you get your worms out of your backyard. That's one price point. If fishing to you means go up to Lake Okoboji in a fishing boat and fish up there with a new lure and those kind of things, that's another price point. If fishing to you is flying to Canada or Alaska or the Gulf of Mexico, renting a boat and going out and fishing in the Gulf of Mexico for marlin or something like that, we're talking about an entirely different price point. And this is true, you know, whether we're talking about fishing or golf or travel or, you know, whatever. There's a lot of different price points, and it means different things to different people. So part of it is starting to paint your retirement picture and deciding what does it really mean to you to think about retirement and what you're wanting to do in retirement.
Ruth, is it sometimes difficult for folks to completely reverse their mindset because they spend their whole working life saving for retirement, watching that savings grow, and then all of a sudden they get to a point where they're starting to have to figure out that they have to take away from that and it doesn't continue to grow so much anymore? Is it difficult for people to grasp that sometimes?
It can be for certain people. This is a lot of what this program is talking about is writing your retirement paycheck. And so obviously Social Security is a big piece of that for most folks. And there are several different strategies in terms of when to take Social Security in terms of what the future looks like to you. Another piece of it is if you've had some type of a retirement account, whether that's a 401k, 403b is the same except it's for those of us in the public sector, or an IRA, Roth IRA, you know, all those kinds of things, then all of a sudden exactly what you're talking about, we need to help folks think about now how they're going to start pulling that money out, and then that becomes part of their retirement paycheck. And there's a couple of ways that we often talk about. One's the retirement pyramid, where there's a base piece in there where that's the money that we're going to need every month because that's what we need to live on. That would be providing our housing, our food, those very basic kinds of things, and that needs to be really pretty secure money. So that may be a place you use your Social Security or other types of secure investments. Then we talk about some money for discretionary, whether that's the fishing or traveling or golf or whatever it is, spending time with family. And that money we definitely want, but there would be a little bit that we could downsize or upsize that depending on how investments are doing. And then the top of the pyramid is the legacy piece. Another way to look at this is to think about a systematic, sustainable withdrawal. So you think about how much you can pull out of retirement accounts annually. So we've talked for generations about the 4% rule, where in theory that should be able to sustain that money if you don't take out more than 4% a year. But we also know that if there's a downturn the first couple years somebody's retired, it's a little bit more difficult to make that work. And so we may want to think about, you know, maybe 3% is better, or maybe we adjust each year depending on what the market's doing. The other way to think about it is using the IRS minimum distribution, minimum required distributions, and that's what we start using when we're 70 and a half and we have to start pulling out of these tax-deferred accounts. But you could also start using that type of a factor as you looked at it from the time you retire.
A lot of things to consider, and really you need to kind of budget them all and make it all work for you as a whole.
Absolutely, and that's why we talk about writing that retirement paycheck. Other people may have, say, an apartment that they're renting or a house they're renting, or they've sold a business and so they're getting some money each year as part of that sale. Maybe they own some farmland and get some cash rent. I mean, there's a whole number of things that different people bring as a piece of their retirement paycheck. And for some, it's working part-time. We know that there are some folks that like to add a few extra dollars each month to what they have. Other people enjoy working with others and getting to see people and making contributions, and so they enjoy working part-time. So there's all kinds of ways and all kinds of different things that can come into this paycheck.
You bet. Well, I know everyone's experiences are different. Everyone's circumstances are certainly unique. Will there be a time to share some thoughts and some circumstances like that with you to have an opportunity for folks to ask a few questions?
Basically, we don't necessarily encourage a lot of sharing of personal specifics because most people don't like to do that in a group setting. But certainly questions, you know, that have to do with, you know, how this might work if my items that I will be receiving money from would be, say, cash rent from a farm or from a 401k or, you know, those more general kinds of questions.
Well, what should folks bring with them if they attend?
Basically, I would say they need to bring a notebook and they need to bring a pencil or pen. And basically what we do is provide information to people and challenge them to go home then and start working through their own personal things that they have available for retirement. And then once they've done that, we would encourage them to work with their personal advisors, whether that's their attorney, their CPA, their CFP, you know, whomever it is that they work with, then to get into the specifics of their situation.
Absolutely. This is just kind of a starting point. Give them some ideas, and they can take and go work on specifics with their personal financial advisors.
Absolutely. I always figure if I can leave people with lots of questions, I've done my job.
Well, I know the sessions are coming up on November 12th and 19th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Audubon County Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Office. Now, you do need to call and register, and you can call them at 712-563-4239, and you need to do that by November 10th. Now, there is a small fee. It's a $15 fee. That helps to offset some of the expenses and helps to support the program there as well. And folks need to get themselves organized and signed up for that early on. And I hope they get a chance to come out and attend both sessions. Ruth, will they both be slightly different?
Yes, they will be different. The one on November 12th is really a hands-on session. We're doing a simulation called Welcome to Retirement, and then we'll be working through some of those preliminary kinds of things as to how you picture your future and how much it's going to cost you to live during the three stages of retirement, those kind of things. And the second one will be more specifically delving into writing that retirement paycheck.
Well, when dealing with your long-term financial future, I suppose time spent is hopefully well spent in a situation like this.
Absolutely. And the other thing I would challenge people to do is it's not a one-time and done kind of a thing. It's one of those things that we want people to revisit, I would say, at least once a year and maybe more.
Well, when you run businesses, you budget and you watch that budget all the time. So mm-hmm. I suppose in retirement, we should kind of do the same thing.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, I hope folks get a chance to get out and enjoy that. Again, you can call 712-563-4239 to talk to the folks at the Audubon County Extension Office to ask questions or get yourself registered for that event. And Ruth, you'll be the presenter that day?
Absolutely. I plan to be there for both sessions.
Excellent. Ruth Freeman, Human Sciences Specialist in Family Finance for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Again, thanks, Ruth, so much for your time.
Absolutely. Enjoyed visiting with you.